This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in our wonderful friends and gracious listeners at 98.5 K-Fox, the South Bay's classic rock in beautiful San Jose, hola, California. Also, Ola to Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON and Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to the big show. Who sucks less? Coming up, Steve the Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news every week.
Yes.
All of them suck. It is up to us to determine which of the three stories suck the least. Ask the men's room is coming up. Another round of profile this. Yes, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. And our question today dealing with what does someone have that used to be yours and do you want it back? We have the first baby born after a deceased womb transplant. There had, believe it or not, been 39 womb transplants using a live donor, where in some cases, mothers even donating their own wombs to their daughter. That resulted in 11 babies. The other 21 babies, in fact, were also born from a live womb transplant. However, for the first time ever, down in Brazil, is the case of someone who had been deceased and still donated that womb, and then a successful pregnancy and a successful birth.
And speaking of which, we thought that would inspire a fantastic horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to come up with the movie names. Like we said, it turns out that Womb Raider was already taken by the porn industry, but people have come through, Miles.
Okay.
So we can still make our movie. Here are some alternative
to
titles.
Womb Raider.
To Womb Raider. Being that that's already a porn, so we can't do it. So I thought about myself, Panic Womb. Someone else suggested Womb with a View, Make Womb for Daddy, and my favorite, Womb Stone. I think okay, we should go with Womb Stone.
We do have for you 12 things you should never buy used under any circumstances. Should we run through a few here?
I don't think we need that list.
You don't think we need that list?
I don't.
Okay.
I think people should just live and get their list.
Okay, some of these are not going to apply, but some will. Number 12 is caskets.
Well, I mean, come on.
There really is a market for used caskets.
Why not?
Because a lot of times people have decided to be cremated, so the body's just in there for the viewing.
That answers my question.
And then after that, you know what
I'm saying?
I mean,
there should be more used caskets. Like, frankly, if I die, put me in a fancy casket for the viewing. Dump my body in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I follow it. All
right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of like your show casket.
Right, you buy this expensive thing and it just sits in the ground.
Yep. What would be called a gift casket?
Number 11 on the list is hats. If you want to maintain their form, hats can never be cleaned properly. So basically, even if you go to a dry cleaner, so there's no reason to buy hats considering who might have worn them before.
Or steal cool ones.
Mm-hmm. Number 10 is electronics. Unless you're a techie, there are just too many things that can go wrong with electronic devices. They're very hard to fix. You have to send them back. So, and plus, they kind of are antiquated pretty quickly.
They are. But I had a buddy that just would get new TVs like every other year. I bought one of his off him.
Sure. You did? Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Upholstered furniture. Much like mattresses, upholstered furniture can harbor multitudes of critters. Has anyone? I'm guilty of the used
We've
furniture.
We've all done it, man. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Number 8 on the list is guns. It can be almost impossible to know whether it's stolen merchandise or has been used in a crime. Either way, that's not what you should buy if it's been used. They say do not buy guns. Number 7, jewelry. This may not be unique to some people, but in fact, jewelry, there's three reasons. You can't tell the difference between real and fake. What if the jewelry was stolen? Is the second part of that. Even if you're buying it from a pawn shop or something like that.
Especially
from a clasp or clip may be worn and break soon after you purchase it. Shoes on the list. Makeup, believe it or not, on the list. Don't buy used makeup. This one always gets me. I see this all the time, this one spot in particular.
How about used chapstick?
It's tires. There is a store that I won't mention that's
I know exactly where it's at.
Road. Yep. They're probably 95th, somewhere 90th, I don't know, somewhere in there. And they've got a whole bunch of... Right by the pot store.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of used tires. I just think to myself, like, the tires that you have are bad.
Right.
They need to be replaced. So is someone going to get those tires?
I mean,
are these retreads? Like, either way, this does not sound like a good idea.
But, hey, man, they've been in operation for a long, long time.
Yeah. Underwear and swimsuits.
Come
they
on.
Don't need to explain that one. Car seats and cribs. Which seems to me to be somewhat of a racket, but yeah, they want you to buy a new one every time.
Down to like family members.
Everybody. Like, you have kids, right? And you have cribs, you have car seats. Someone you know has kids 5-6 years later, They get this stuff.
And mattresses, number one. The average person sheds 1.6 pounds of dead skin per year. So there you go.
Did you skip helmets?
Plus dust mites. Oh, that was in another one of these lists. Right. I pulled one that was 12. That was in number 10, basically because you don't know if it's still up to safety standards or not. Some of the padding could have been pulled out. It could have been bashed in once or twice. So our question, what does someone have that used to be yours, and do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, God damn it. Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, when I was about 10 or 11 years old, me and my best friend, Karen, used to spend a whole lot of time up at our local McDonald's in University Place. They, at one point, said, hey, bring in a little trinket or two and put it in our time capsule, and in 20 years, we'll dig up the time capsule, and you'll get your stuff back. So I counted down. My folks live in the area, so I'd swing by that McDonald's every now and then and notice, okay, I've only got 5 years to go, 3 years to go, 6 months to go. And I swing by one day, and a little plaque that was out there talking about the time capsule was gone. It was all paved over. And I'm like, did I miss it? So I go inside, and I inquire about it, and they informed me that no, my little pony that I had in there is going to stay in there forever because they're not going to bust up the concrete because they're worried they're going to bust out the front window of the McDonald's.
Oh, so what was in there? What did you have that you
My Little Pony?
Well, it wasn't a My Little Pony. It was a little pony thing that I had that I got from the dentist, and I was very proud of it. And I put it in there for safekeeping, thinking I would get them back in 20 years.
I have to tell you,
good thing you don't still seem pissed about it.
I mean, I really think
just the tone of your voice where this call started.
I'll get it back.
I live in the area. I put my pony in there
for safekeeping.
For safekeeping,
20 years, and now I can't get my stuff.
Don't you think that the dentist office still sucks enough where they should have an adult toy chest when you're done? Like, okay, now I'll go over there, Miles, and pick out a toy. Maybe there's condoms in there, maybe some lube, maybe like temporary tattoos. You know, things that adults could use.
Because you paid for it.
Right.
Like, why are you giving my kids stuff? He's not paying for this ass.
I did like to, did you have a little toy chest that they let you grab something out of when you were done with the dentist? Was that
the irony of it to me was this. After you completed your dentist thing, you could grab a lollipop. And I'm like, 40 minutes ago, one of the first things you said to me was to avoid all this sugar and candy. And then when we're done with this, the next thing you give me, guaranteed repeat customer.
Right.
Say, let the barbershop used to go to Phil Mantudo. You got a lollipop out of a trash can.
You did. Every time you went.
Every time you went.
That's why
a trash can filled with lollipops.
That's why my granddad would be like, you want to go to the bank with me? I'm like,
Yes.
The bank hooks me up. Now they didn't want you walk in the lobby. Back in the day, man, they give you a dog bone for your dog. They give you a lollipop.
No, you know what they have now, man? And when I was a kid and you went to the bank, they'd hook you. Either you got cookies or you got a blow pop. And understand, to me, in the world of suckers, blow pop, that's the premium, right?
Top dog.
That is top shelf stuff, all right? That is your, what's the rum that you get all the time?
Captain Morgan?
No. Oh, what's the one you was Pappy Van Winkle's, right?
Oh, that's a whiskey.
Yeah, that's perfect. Whiskey.
Sorry. But to me, that's what the blow pop.
Sure, I don't get that all the time. That's impossible to get.
This is the Pappy Van Winkle. Now, if you go into it's Dum Dums.
Oh, okay.
And that, listen, banks, sorry, you make all this money off of the service fees from like, you're rolling in dough now more than you ever have. Can you at least invest in blow pops? Yeah, I mean, honestly, okay. God, can we just get blow pops and not Dum Dums?
Speaking of Pappy Van Winkle, not to get off topic, but I did see something with that Alaskan earthquake and all that crap going on, and the guy's like, I grabbed my dog, my gun, and my Pappy Van Winkle.
I saw him.
Good call. Like, seriously, if you only got three hands, I mean.
You have to imagine, for that guy, those are the three most important things in his life.
Absolutely are.
What does someone have that used to be yours, and do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
Don't miss my kids and wife, though. Don't be damn shame.
Yeah, I didn't think about if he had a frame of the house.
We're just assuming he lived by himself. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, I'm
going to
start my story off as I like to be the nicest guy possible and say you come to me and ask me to borrow some gas money or borrow some gas that I have in my shop. Not a problem as long as I get it back. Well, last Thursday, I wake up 3:30 in the morning when I leave for work. I hop in my car. I don't even start it. I feel like something's wrong with my car. I turn my headlights on. I look at my gas gauge. It's completely on empty. I had $20 worth of gas in there. Sometime between midnight when my fiance went to sleep, And 3:30 in the morning when I got up to go to work, someone had siphoned the $20 worth of gas I had out of my car.
You're kidding me. Do you think this is someone who you previously said, yeah, if you need gas, I'll hook you up, or is this just somebody in the neighborhood?
Well, I live in a rural area where there's not a lot of people, and there's cameras everywhere because the guy next door to me has a grill operation, and he has cameras everywhere. So it's someone that knows the area, someone that knows the house that I live at, and knows where the cameras are pointed.
You got to know how much a 20-gallon container is. Or 20. I'm assuming
$20,
$20 worth of gas. It's what, $3 a gallon?
A little more than that, I think, right now.
Did you say your neighbor has a grill operation?
Grow.
I thought he said grill or girl, and I was like, are we talking about
hookers? Can you get some grills?
Oh. Like, damn, that's impressive. Your buddy's just running a brothel next door.
So you have no idea who, nothing on the surveillance from the neighbor or anything?
Nope, they eluded the cameras and walked up to my car and took $20 worth of gas.
Which, I mean, could it have been your neighbor? Because he certainly would know the layout of the security cameras.
Well, my neighbor also happens to be my brother-in-law, so I knew it wasn't him.
Okay, well, that's strange. I just can't imagine the size of the container it would take to take that much gas.
Dude, it's 5 gallons?
I used a little bit of it. There was about 4 gallons left because I have a 9-gallon tank.
Okay.
Man, oh, man.
And one of my gaskets is that I had about a half tank left, so I had about 4 or 4.5 gallons.
Did you notice any spillage on the outside of your car? I mean, because you can't just siphon that clean. There's got to be some gas on the ground.
No, it was some spilt on the outside. When I got out of the car to look at my gas tank, my gas cap was on top of my car, and my gas fill was completely open.
Well, that's another sign right there.
Probably a bad time to bring this up, but the science of how siphoning stuff works is pretty cool.
Not the time, but you're right.
Well, if you're like emptying out a fish tank from a third floor, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, actually it is.
Or stealing your neighbor's gas.
Or a water bin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. What does someone have that used to be yours, and do you want it back? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line where your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Our question, what does someone have that used to be yours, and do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Chris.
Chris, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay.
I got you guys.
All right.
Hola.
Hola. So, I heard your comments, and I got a little bit of flip on your question of the day. It's something that I have that actually belongs to my little brother that I know he desperately wants back, but he's not getting it back.
Okay, what do you have of your little brother? And did you steal it, or did he loan it to you?
It was actually given to me by him.
All
with
right.
intentions.
Okay.
So let me go into a little detail. I grew up in Detroit. I'm a huge Lions fan, right? My whole family is huge Lions fans.
I'm sorry.
Growing up in the 90s, I know. Everyone says that to me, especially being out here in Hawk territory. Growing up in the 90s, you know, we worshipped Barry Sanders.
Of course.
He was the man. Well, my brother spent his entire savings as a kid, bought this beautiful marble placard, came with Barry Sanders' photo with my brother, Barry Sanders' rookie card, and a piece of Barry Sanders' jersey. Well, Barry Sanders came out here to Washington to do a guest signing at a local sports bar in Bothell. And my brother had sent this placard to me to have him sign because it was unsigned. And so I went and I bought the ticket to go to the sports bar. You know, I waited in line. Well, the event had got canceled and I didn't know. And so I missed the opportunity of sending it. And I've had this placard for going on four or five years. And my brother asks me all the time, hey, when are you going to give me my, you know, my favorite placard back? This thing was like his prized possession. Also the centerpiece of my man cave.
So, he didn't give it to you. He wanted to see if you could get something of his signed for him.
You know what this is?
By his idol.
Right. You're like the guy where it's like, all right, I'm sitting at a baseball game. I'm in the middle. The beer guy is in the aisle. I want a beer. I hand you my cash, and you get up and leave with it.
Not exactly, because I'm the one who actually funded all the money for it. So.
I thought you said he took his entire savings from everything that he had to get that done, and then that's what he bought with his money.
So they costed money to get into the bar where Barry Sanders is going to be at. You had to buy the tickets ahead of time.
And how much was that? That was not refunded?
Those were like $150 for four entrants.
But they didn't refund that money?
No, I didn't get... I bought it online and I never saw a dime of that back, so...
Then I'm going to give you your money back. Well, then I'm going to a concert.
I'm going to have a Barry Sanders signing then and cancel it at the last minute. I mean, God almighty, that's not how it works, man. If you buy a ticket to an event, your ticket is refunded if the event does not take place.
Either way,
but it did happen.
As a small shout-out, if you guys don't mind, my little brother does graduate Navy boot camp on Friday, and I'm going to take it to him as a surprise, and I will.
That makes more sense.
He will be getting it back, but it was, you know, as to his carnal knowledge, he'll never see this thing again.
Hey, do us one favor, if you will, and I'm glad you're giving it back to him. You need to get a picture of yourself. Just make sure your head is about the same size as his and just tape it over his face. So when you give it to him, it's now Barry Sanders standing next to you.
I will say this, man. When your team goes away, they don't want to have anything to do with anything anymore. When Barry Sanders walked away from the game, he was still one of the best running backs in the league. He just realized at the time that team sucked so bad that he did not want to move. His family was there and everything else. He didn't want to get traded. He was like, you know what? I've had enough. Calvin Johnson did the same thing. He was still basically in the prime of his career, even though he was getting up there, but he could still play.
I thought Barry Sanders looked for a trade. Detroit said, man, look, you're the fate. Yeah. You are our everything. We're not going to trade. There's not enough we can get in return. What? Right, because he was left with the option of, like, look, we're not going to trade you. So you can retire. And so they're hedging their bets like, well, he's not going to walk away from the game.
Away,
and
you never hear from him again. You know, like, I have never heard Barry Sanders' name. You know, like, he doesn't pop up on the NFL Network or you just never see him or hear about it.
But he was a guy that didn't celebrate when he got a touchdown. And he got a lot of touchdowns. So you have to think, a guy like that when he's done.
That would be a hard autograph to get is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just based on the fact that.
Well, no, it's $150.
Okay. Well, people aren't bitching about paying for that Stan Lee money now.
No, they're definitely
all that
not.
Money that they had to pay to get an autograph and a picture with him.
Also, like, I don't know. Why not? Like, if you're a Stan Lee or an old athlete, somebody's going to pay you $50 to sign something. Okay. Like, sit there and sign it.
Sure. And take a picture with him. Oh, and they'll stand in line for 2 hours to do it. I worked some of those cons, man. And wasn't Stan Lee. God damn it. Who was it? Patrick.
Next Generation?
I think maybe it was Patrick Stewart. Somebody,
that's a big deal.
Right. It's a guy that carries weight even outside of the sci-fi thing.
People love Patrick Stewart.
But man, I mean, I like Patrick Stewart. I was happy that he was in the same giant-ass convention center. I never saw the guy. I'm not going to wait in line to say hello and crack and take a quick selfie. I'm not going to do any of that. But the people that were there, they're like, hey man, he's going to be here, I don't know, in like 4 hours. So I'm going to go get in line. I'm like, there can't possibly be a line. They're like, there's already a massive line. People will wait forever. And I think he was like $25.
Okay.
You went in there and
that's
did
reasonable.
The thing. But you fast forward to like the next day, the people that did sit down and get that 10 seconds to interact with him, just to shake his hand and say, I love you, Patrick Stewart. You've never seen happier people.
Oh, I bet.
You know, it's mind-blowing that just your existence can make people that happy. So I'm like, well,
you know what they need to
good
do,
for
man.
Him,
I was
man.
Like, water, right? Can you imagine telling somebody in the 19th century, like, hey, there's going to be clean, drinkable water everywhere.
Except West Virginia and Middle America.
But eventually, right, but you know what I mean. Right. But eventually, you just go buy it out of a bottle at a store.
In spite of the fact that for real cheap, I mean, you know, doesn't cost much, you can just flip like a button
and it
pours out of this metal thing into whatever vessel you choose. But we will still spend 5 times as much to go to a store and drink it out of a
bottle. I truly believe, though, the one thing that they should do at all those events, anytime you have that situation, is there should be that camera guy there. And he's got his little booth, and they can print out those pictures right away, like right when you go see Santa Claus or whatever. Because if not, it's like, here, let me take this with your phone. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You got to turn it. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. And like, people are like, oh, the battery went. Oh, you got to hold on. Let me flip it around. Like, no. We're going to have a guy that's going to go smile, click, and then you got to go
and
there.
There's your picture.
There it is. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not jacking around with your phone if you can't figure out how to get this thing working.
And it's amazing how many people can't. Look, I don't know a
it
lot
just
about
kills
my
the
phone.
Time, you
but
know
like,
what I mean?
Goddamn, you're taking a picture with them. We're not solving goddamn physics. Like,
no, wait. Oh, where's the button that switches it? It's looking at me now.
Wait,
like,
now
oh
I'm
sorry,
picture the
oh
wrong
my
thing.
God. Like, oh
I
my
did
God.
It. I did it to Wee Man.
What'd you do to Wee Man?
Same thing. Like, you remember Wee Man from
of
like.
Course.
Yeah. So I met him in Disney World, And I was like, can I get a picture? And he was like, yeah, all right. Like, just, you know, try to be quick because I don't want to be standing here forever with people. Because now people see that it's actually Wee Man.
Because otherwise he's hard to identify.
And the guy's just like, what kind of phone is this? Like, it doesn't work, this and that. Wee Man's, I mean, not mean. He's just like, I got to get out of here, man. Like, people are starting to queue up. But
You, and I mean this as a serious question, right? I'm Wee Man. And based on that alone, one of the last places I want to go is a fantastic amusement park, just because I remember being a kid, and the first time I go to Disneyland, there were some exciting things for me, because I'm a child, all right? So I'm not tall enough to go on the adrenaline fun things, but because I'm still a kid and believe in many wonderful things, there were other things to do. But now I'm an adult, all right? So those kid things do not appeal.
It's yes, they will.
No.
Oh, yeah,
it's
will.
A small world, after all. It doesn't mean anything to me.
No, there's some good rides.
But I'm not tall enough to go on them.
Oh, at that point.
This is my, but now I'm an adult, all right?
Yeah, so I'm saying you'd like them now.
If I sit with my kids on a little kid ride, that's one experience I can have. It's the joy of seeing my kids happy. But if I were there with you guys, like, I'm not getting on the crap. Let's get on the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, you can
but
do that.
But now
too.
I'm an adult, but I still am not large enough to get on the rides. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if for some reason, if you were under a certain height, you could never look at porn. You know, like, I'm an adult now. These are some adult things I would like to experience.
In Wee Man's defense, I saw him off property.
Ah,
I was trying. Me and my cousin were desperately trying to buy beer that wasn't ridiculously expensive.
Good luck.
We got a car. We got off property.
That's what you did. You rented a car to go buy beer.
Negative. His wife's friends were also down there, and they had a car. So my cousin calls me. I was like at the gym, and he's like, hey, I scored a car. Meet me back at the place. And we went and bought like
three cases of hope. Of
honestly, we bought, I think we bought 4 18 packs.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, if you're going to go, man, make the run.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Ted, let's say, says, gentlemen, the ancient Roman Empire had running water and fountains thousands of years ago.
Good for that.
The aquifers, I guess.
I know.
Hey, aquifer.
Yeah, well, we weren't talking about the ancient Romans. We're saying other people.
All right. Tell the dinosaurs that there was drinking water everywhere. And eventually people would buy bottled water. And then the dinosaur would say, what the F is money?
And you look tasty.
Yeah.
What does someone have that used to be yours? And do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
And I would say, P.S. Dinosaurs duck when you see that one coming.
Yeah, something bad's coming your way.
Yeah, man.
Big rock.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, so back when I was in college at Wazoo, go Cougs, I bought for my girlfriend and myself an anal dilating kit, which is pretty much just an assortment of different sized butt plugs.
Okay.
Just looking into butt stuff. Anyways, broke up, didn't end up using them, so I ended up giving them to one of my buddies.
Go Cougs!
go Cougs!
Yeah. That sounds very like a very Coug story here. Mm-hmm. Right into butt plugs, right into giving them to your friends. Like, here, have you used butt plug?
It's a fine assortment.
Yeah, we're all Cougs here. Have a butt plug.
I got some choice words from his girlfriend after that. But to answer your question, I do not want them back. No way, man.
No, you don't want them back. You should give them to the Wazoo football team, because they got on the shaft on that bowl game for sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, tell me about it.
They really did.
It's symbolic of what just happened.
That was I looked at that. I was like, what in the hell happened there? How did they get screwed over?
But remember, I agree with everyone's assessment for Wazoo, and they should have done better as far as how the committee saw them. But make sure you go out there and kick that other team's ass.
Ohio State.
The worst team. Thing you could do now, right, is get beaten by this other team after saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're saying the bowl
that's
game.
Right.
Yeah, they got to go out and put a high number.
Make sure. Yeah. You know, I don't think there's any reason why they wouldn't, but make sure that you go out there and lay the ass whipping.
What does someone have that used to be yours, and do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
I like how casual he was with it. Yeah, we got the anal dilators, and if you don't know, it's like just a big assortment of butt plugs. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he's doing a late-night infomercial. Has this ever happened to you? Wah, wah. Get your assortment of butt plugs. Respark your sex life.
Dilator.
They call me the dilator. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, how you guys?
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good news.
So what does someone have?
What I had that I honestly didn't want back afterwards. I'm a mechanic. I work on cars, you know, and I like to fix them up, make them nice, you know, paint, maybe put some wheels on them, do everything under the hood.
Steering wheel.
Make a nice car.
Yeah.
You know, and I got a neighbor of mine. He's a younger kid. and just had a kid of his own, and unfortunately his car was totaled by someone who didn't have insurance, so I kind of felt bad for him. Well, had an extra car, said, you know what, you can go ahead and use it until you can save up a little bit and get yourself your own car.
That's the joke right there.
You know, and I did it, and mind you, this car just had, you know, brand new motor put in it, brand new transmission, wheels, tires, paint, body, suspension, you name it, I did it. And unfortunately, it's only been about a month since he borrowed it, and he finally brought it back to me. Well, it's missing all four wheels. It's on four spares. The windshield's broken out of it. The passenger window's broke out of it, and the thing smokes like a
What happened? Chimney. What happened?
Honestly, he told me at first that his tires got slashed. Now, I could believe that. You know, stuff happens. People are crazy.
Were the rims included? Were the rims gone as well? Well, no, he sold the
tires. They're gone as well. Nowhere to be found.
He sold the rims and the tires.
That, you know, I'm kind of leaning more towards that.
Yeah, I'd be looking around at those tires.
But he did not reinvest that money in a windshield.
Nope. Got it back with a nice spiderweb windshield in it.
Spider-Man.
That motor that had maybe 10,000 miles on it smokes like a chimney now.
So what do you mean? You think you got a bad seal on a valve, you think? On a piston?
You know, I was thinking that, but I mean, we literally just rebuilt this motor top to bottom. I mean, pistons, rod, cam, bearings, springs, retainers.
Does it smell like burning? If it smells like burning antifreeze, you know damn well you got a leak in it.
You know, that's what I was thinking. Well,
what kind of car is that, by the way? This is a car talk you're listening to.
It's nothing crazy. It's just a little Honda Civic.
It's a good car. It should go for...
Not anymore.
I can't believe your name, but he never said, I'm sorry, or dude, I owe you some money, or nothing like that.
No, it's pretty much like, here you go, man. Here's your car back. Sorry, it doesn't look the same. You know?
You do have...
He was like, you got a 72 Nova in the garage. You can drive that to work.
It's still got to look.
You got to know what ultimately is going to happen to your Honda Civic. I'm sorry. It's the target. You might as well. I mean, like, no matter what year it is, it could be a 93. Someone's got that car. They're dragging it. They need parts. They're going to steal your car. Yeah,
I feel like it's the car that car thieves train novice car thieves on. Like, how to teach you how to steal cars, but this car will never leave fashion, right? Because it's got the parts, but this is how you do it.
I mean, just any model of any one of them. It's just a big target.
Mine hasn't been stolen.
Not yet.
But it's a manual.
Ah, see? That helps.
Yep. Isn't it amazing that the guys who race can drive a stick?
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
Come on.
By the way, Ted, this comment just came in. Again, we were talking about running water.
Don't tell me dinosaurs had running water.
I'm just going to read word for word what this says.
The Aztec?
It says, gentlemen, the ancient dinosaur empire had running water and fountains millions of years ago. So, Ted, I'm sorry.
And those fountains had to be high because T-Rex couldn't bend over to drink like that.
I appreciate they keep calling us gentlemen. But yes, according to this, and I believe everything that shows up here, yes, the ancient dinosaur empire also had running water and fountains millions of years ago.
I apologize. It was a bad analogy.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I am today.
What does someone have that used to be yours, and do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
As a total friend of mine, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
Most of the time. Those are deep words.
Put that on my tombstone. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
You know what's going to be on my tombstone?
What?
F it, I'm in. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like a...
Want to get a beer?
Like a party environment, or like when I was on that pedal board, I was pretty convinced I was going to die in that water. Like, but I'm just, I have a feeling, you know, it's going to be like, I don't know, snowboarding down something I haven't done in years. Just like, what happened to Ted? Like, he said F it, he's in.
I think mine's just going to say... He's not happy about this. with an arrow pointing down to my left. Like, just want to let you know. Like, this isn't cool. This is not how I knew it would end this way, but this I was not looking forward
to. Can I bum a smoke?
You know, so
there's a lot of those dudes in my neighborhood.
Still come.
You don't even have to be smoking.
Who sucks less? No, that's the amazing thing. Hey, man, you got a spare cigarette? I'm like, I don't even have one in my hand, brother. Right. You got a bowl of chili? Why would you ask me for a bowl of chili?
Right?
Do you look like I'm eating a bowl of chili? Do I look like I'm smoking a cigarette?
You got a bowl
of
chili.
I just random ask for things. You know what I mean? Like, well, you randomly ask for something. I don't even have a cigarette in my hand.
What if they said, yes, I have a bowl of chili?
Then
would you eat that bowl of chili?
Pull out a cigarette and give it to him.
I thought you said you pull out a plastic spoon or just like, thank you.
Thank you. Chili time.
I've been waiting for this chili.
It's called Stranger Chili.
Mind if I bum one of those bowls of chili off of you? What bowl of chili?
Stranger chili should never be eaten.
No. That's a porn that nobody wants
to watch.
Oh,
they bring it into work a lot, man. People come in with their crock pots. You got to have some Stranger Chili.
That's what I call an unflushed toilet and a public restroom. Oh, man. Oh,
Stranger Chili. What does someone have that used to be yours and do you want it back?
844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still come, who sucks less? And the return of Ask the Men's Room. This is a pretty amazing story right here. A face transplant that gave Cameron Underwood, a 26-year-old California native who attempted to kill himself 2 years ago, a new lease on life, cost more than $1 million. Actually, it cost $1.5 million.
It's worth it.
To date, the procedure was performed by the face transplant team at New York University Medical Center. Nearly one-third was covered by insurance, according to the publication. A grant from the U.S. Department of Defense and support from NYU provided additional funding, which reportedly went primarily toward clinical care and research associated with a transplant. In 2016, Underwood attempted to kill himself with a gunshot under his chin, but the 26-year-old survived. And he spent the next 5 weeks heavily sedated. In total, he spent 5 months in the hospital as he recovered from the bullet wound, which cost him his nose, jaw, and teeth, and badly damaged his eye sockets. Following several reconstructive operations, Underwood underwent the face transplant procedure earlier this year. The man's donor was a New York man, Will Fisher, who was 23 years old. He was a writer and a filmmaker. Underwood made headlines earlier this week when he showed his face 11 months after the procedure. We hope my experience inspires others who have severe facial injuries to have hope, as I was inspired by others who came before me. The journey has not been easy, but it has been well worth it. And it's amazing what this guy looks like now.
It really is,
considering
man.
What he went through. So our question, what does someone have that used to be yours? And do you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
Oddly enough, hello, Toothless Dawn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Yeah. So you guys doing besides just fine as you were?
We're doing good. I got my hand down Ted's pants. Steve's over here playing with himself, and Robin's eating. So we're all good. Mike's in there doing his thing. He's got some lube. He's just going to town.
Oh, the anal butt plugs, huh?
Yeah, glad you asked.
It's a dilator, Don.
Dilator.
Steve's going to poop in the trash can here in a minute. He says his stomach doesn't feel well.
Stranger's chili.
I was just a normal day at cast up, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had my Honda Accord stolen on the 22nd of July, and oddly enough, I was listening to the scanner Thanksgiving morning and heard my sister's address, which is where the car was registered, and I got it back 4 months to the day.
Oh, they did find it. Well, good. How was it in any better? You hear the stories about people who find their car, and their car is completely destroyed. Right. And then you hear the stories about people who fix them up.
Right.
So
yeah, well, that happened to me once, too, but... No, this looks like it drove from my parking lot to where it was found, and that was it.
All right, okay.
It looked exactly the same.
Now,
add anything this time.
How many, do you listen to the police scanner a lot? My uncle used to do this constantly.
Yeah, I pretty much have it on most times.
What is, what's the best thing you've heard as far as the most exciting call waiting to hear the follow-up?
A lot of different stuff, like the chases and the where they're contained, you know, the police dogs chasing someone down, and every now and then you hear the occasional word that isn't supposed to go over the air.
Okay,
yeah, Don,
you do seem like the kind of guy who would be sitting around listening to a police scanner.
My uncle would do it with his buddies, all right? And you would visit, and he's probably in his 20s at this point, but like, yeah, two buddies that would come over, and they would just sit in the living room and have the police scanner on, and if you walked in and said anything, look, and this was in Portsmouth, Virginia, so there's plenty to listen to on the police scanner.
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty around here. I've called a few friends and warned them.
But, Don, let me ask you this. Year, Don, Jesus, what year car is that again?
That was a 93 Accord.
Oh, a 93 Accord. So way too old for Bluetooth. I was going to ask you if that technology made you jealous.
Bluetooth.
No, I've heard this. Heard my friends' cars getting called and suspicious vehicle or whatever, and someone on their way, and I'd call them and told them ahead of time.
Okay. You know, man, I do feel like if I were one of those people that led the life of crime, so to speak, you get a lot of the dummies that post their crime on Facebook, right? And you're just like, how dumb are you? I feel like I would invest in a police scanner before I invest in Facebook.
Sure. Well, I got the call from the cops about my
thing.
You can do it without Facebook, though. I mean, there's a rapper right now that's going to go to jail for 30-some years.
Didn't he rap out loud like he...
Yeah, in every video. He had real guns and that and was, like, singing about the gang he was in. And the feds showed up and were like, this is racketeering. We think you're in a gang.
And you keep saying,
I'm in a gang.
Right. Dang. Times.
Right? What does someone have that used to be yours and you want it back? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.